In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Many years ago, I received a prophetic word. We were in the midst of a prayer meeting, and I started to say, "Isaiah 54, Isaiah 54, Isaiah 54, Isaiah 54. And I had no idea what Isaiah 54 said, so we began to read it. And you know, if only I read Isaiah 54 today over and over again, the promises of God here are so wonderful. I want you to just relax and to hear this. "Sing, O barren one," the Lord is speaking to Israel, barren one, the one who did not have any children, the one who did not bear. "Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who did not go through labor pains with the child. For more are your children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, says the Lord." In other words, things are going to change. No more is there going to be barrenness. Let's take this for yourself. Maybe you have been barren and you have been wanting a child. The Lord says, "You're going to have a baby. Hallelujah. You're going to have a baby. Hallelujah." I'll never forget when Dan Rehill was visiting me. He called me up and he said, "I want you to pray with this lady in New York." And I prayed with her and I said, "You're going to have twins." And twins she had. Hallelujah. I'll never forget, you know, the time that Ellie took me to her daughter's house. We were not far from the house. We did not go in. She could not get pregnant, and I began to see that the whole yard was decked out in pink. Now, that's something, because I'm colorblind. I said, "Karen's going to have a girl," and a girl she did have. And then Karen wanted more children, and I knew she was going to have at least one more child, and she did. She had one more child. You know, I'm telling you, sing, O barren one, you who did not bear, break forth into singing, for more will be the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, says the Lord. Now, how do you respond to that? "Enlarge the place of your tent. Let them stretch forth the curtains for thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords and strengthen thy stakes." In other words, add new rooms to your house. You're going to have kids. Come on now. Come on. It's time to enlarge your tent. It's time to take those tent pegs out and to make the tent bigger and bigger, because I'm going to send you children. Let me tell you, the God of Israel never talks about birth control. He talks about that your children would be like olive branches around the table, that they would be popping up all around. Because the best heritage of people, of a man and a woman who are in love, are their children. Yes, not their goods, not their flat screen TV, but their children. Yes, their children. And I'm going to tell you, children will demand everything from you, because your life will be different when you have children. And again, I'm speaking to people who want to get pregnant. Can I just give you a couple of hints? Now, here I am, a celibate man, giving you a couple of hints. This is the way you do it. You stop thinking about children, please, and you start loving your wife, loving your husband. You stop thinking about children, and you just love your husband, love your wife. That's all you need to do. And we're going, but the doctors say that we can't have any children. Well, they said that to friends of mine in Nahant, and I saw the children. The first one I saw was a girl, and they had two. I got their Christmas card today. Beautiful boy and a beautiful girl. Yes, they weren't supposed to have children. But you know what? What man cannot do, God knows how to do it. This is so beautiful. And again, I know the pain that people have when they can't have children. I know the agony they go through when they cannot have children. Break forth into singing. Enlarge the place of your tent. Let them stretch forth the curtains of your habitations. Spare not. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. For you shall break forth on the right and on the left, and your seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make desolate cities to be inhabited. This is the promise of the Lord for Israel, that you're going to grow, you're going to grow, you're going to grow, and your seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inherited. Fear not, do not be ashamed, neither be confounded, for you shall not be put to shame, for you shall forget the shame of your youth. What is the shame of the youth of Israel? She was not bearing children. You shall forget the shame of your youth and shall not remember the reproach of your widowhood. For your maker is your husband. Your maker is your husband. Oh, yes. When did Israel become the wedded Israel to God? When? When they went through the sea. When they went through the sea. When they went through the sea. They became the spouse of God. The spouse of God, yes. For thy maker is thy husband, and the Lord of hosts is his name, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. The God of the whole earth he is called. For the Lord has called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, a wife of youth, when thou wast refused, said the Lord. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great and tender mercies will I gather thee. Listen. For a small moment I have forsaken thee, but with great and tender mercies I will gather thee. For a little while I hid my face from thee, but with everlasting love will I have mercy on thee, says the Lord, my Redeemer. Oh, I love that. I'm going to read it again. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little while I hid my face from thee, just for a moment, but with everlasting love will I have mercy on thee, says the Lord, your Redeemer. Oh, I have love in store for you. I have love in store for you, says the Lord. I have mercy in store for you. Oh, I have hidden my face from you, but I've got mercy, I've got love, I've got grace in store for you. Oh, but you have to be thirsty. You have to want it. You have to cry out for it. Here I am, Lord, I come to do thy will. I cannot do anything without you. Oh, Lord, you hid your face from me. Now, Lord, hide not your face from me. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is still near. It is time now to seek the Lord. It is time for us to call upon his name. It is time, it is time, it is time. It is time to return to the Lord. It is time to return with words. It is time to return with words. Here I am. I come to do thy will. I have no one but you, O Lord. You are the only one that I have. You are my only good. I need you, Jesus. I need you, Lord. You are my only good. I have no good but you, O Lord. Here I am. I come to do thy will. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with tender great love will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee, just for a moment, but with everlasting love will I have mercy upon thee, says the Lord your Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah, as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee.
Hallelujah. There was a covenant God made, and that covenant was that the waters of the earth would never cover the earth again. That was the sign of the rainbow. And now the Lord says, I only have tenderness toward you. I only have mercy toward you. I only have love toward you. I only have grace toward you. If you don't believe me, We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, that from the cross you only have mercy, you only have kindness, you only have love, you only have commitment. O Jesus, you will not reject one who comes unto thee. You will not reject me. You will not reject the people who hear my voice. You will not reject them even if they're into deep sin. And if they turn to you with all of their heart, you will forgive them. And with tender compassion, with bands of love, you will bring them to yourself. And no more will you hide your face, O God. No more will you hide your face, for you have given your life for them. You have given your life for them. You have given your life. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills shall be removed. But my kindness shall not depart from thee. Read it again. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills shall be removed. But my kindness shall not depart from thee. Do you hear that? The mountains may depart, and the hills depart, but the kindness of the Lord, the love of the Lord, the compassion of the Lord shall not depart from thee. Why? Neither shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, that hath mercy on thee. Why? Because of the blood, because of the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, for by thy holy cross you have redeemed the world. O thou afflicted one, storm-tossed, not comforted, behold, I will lay your stones with fair colors, and lay your foundations with sapphires. I will make your windows of agates, and your gates as carbuncles, and all the borders of pleasant stones, and all the children shall be taught of the Lord. The great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shall be you established. From terror you shall not go near. For whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for your sake. Behold, I have created the smith that blows the coals in the fire, that brings forth an instrument for his work. I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment shall be condemned. For this is your heritage, the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper, because our weapon is the cross of Jesus Christ. Our weapon is the blood of the Lamb. Our weapon is that he gave his life for us. Our weapon is that Jesus will never leave us nor forsake us, that there will be weapons that will be fashioned against us. There will be weapons that will be, but they shall not prosper. They shall not prosper. They shall not prosper. Look at the things that are fashioned against you. It might be your bills. It might be people saying things against you. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. Believe it. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment shall be condemned. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment shall be condemned. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me, says the Lord. Yes. Sing, O barren one, you who did not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who did not have labor pains. And more will be your children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, says the Lord. Oh, yes, enlarge the place of your tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of your habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, strengthen thy stakes, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and your seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for you shall not be ashamed. For your Maker is your husband. Your Maker is your husband. The Lord God of hosts is the Holy One of Israel. He is called your husband. I'm telling you, my friends, we have been wed. We have been wed through the blood of the Lamb. We have been wed through the blood of the Lamb. We have been wed through the blood of the Lamb. We are part of the body of Christ, part of the bride of Christ. We have been wed. God's plans for us are good. There's good. There's a change in the atmosphere now. That which was tormented you now is over. That which caused you grief is over. That which caused you shame is over. That which caused you death is over. There is a change in the atmosphere now. The glory of God comes upon you. The Lord says, "The Lord, no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper." The Lord says, "You are mine, and I am yours, and you are mine, and I am yours." And lengthen your tent pegs, because things are going to happen. Lengthen your tent pegs, because there's going to be a new move in your life. Lengthen your tent pegs, because I am God Almighty, and my promise is yes and amen in Jesus Christ. Lengthen your tent pegs, because I have a plan for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. Lengthen your tent pegs, because my name is God, and I am faithful. I am faithful. I am faithful. Faithful and true is who I am. I can never lie against what I say. I have plans for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. It is time now to return to the Lord. It is time to seek the Lord. It is time to say, hallelujah. No weapon fashioned against me shall prosper. Hallelujah. Yes, there have been so many weapons, but they shall not prosper. They shall be like a boomerang, and they shall go the opposite way. Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, come with your power, come with your grace, come with your anointing, come with your presence, come, 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 come and do what only you can do, O Lord. Come and do what only you can do, O Lord. I have nothing but you, Lord. I have no one but you, O Lord. You're the only one, Lord. You're the only one. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment shall be condemned. For this is your heritage, the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. And I see someone saying, but not me. It's not for me, because I'm too bad. I've gone too far. No, no, no. That's a lie from hell. It's for you. It's for you. Lengthen your tent pegs. God's got plans for your life. Lengthen your tent pegs. You've been thrown out of your house. You're going to get a better house. Lengthen your tent pegs. God has plans for you. He has plans for you in the midst of what you're going through. Lengthen your tent pegs. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. It is time to seek the Lord. It is time to call upon his name. It is time to say, here I am, I come to do thy will. It is time, it is time, it is time. It is time, it is time, it is time. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ now, call your people back to yourself. Call your people back to yourself. Jesus, you said, I, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. I pray, God, that you would draw your people with bands of love into your most sacred heart. You promised, Lord. You promised, Lord. You promised fruitfulness of the womb. I thank you for the women who will bear children because of this broadcast. I speak to their wombs, be fruitful and multiply in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Be fruitful and multiply, healthy, holy children. Be fruitful and multiply, for God has plans not only for you, but for your descendants. Hallelujah. Lengthen your tent pegs. Oh, put on an addition in your house, because the children are coming. Hallelujah. I can name all these people, all these beautiful babies that I see that were impossible to come. They were impossible, but they're all here. They're all here because you know why? Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God.
you've gone through fertilization clinics, and you've gone here, and you've gone there, and nothing has worked. But you know, I'm telling you today, you just need to forget about children and love your husband, love your wife. That's all you need to do, and they're going to come, children. They're going to come, children. I'm going to tell you about Maria Vadia. In her witness, she tells us that she had an abortion. In her witness, she tells us she had an abortion. And after the abortion, she had her tubes tied. So after, and that's wrong, but you want to know what? Even when she was a pagan, having her tubes tied, she conceived a baby girl. And even as a pagan, before her conversion, she knew this baby was of God. This baby was of God. How do you have a baby when you get your tubes tied? I'm telling you, my friends, God is God. He knows how to do everything. We're talking about the one who spoke the world into existence. We're talking about the one who gave his life for you. We're talking about the one who is faithful and true. We're talking about the one whose name is Jesus. 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 Do not be afraid anymore. For no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. Listen, I do need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. We are on throughout the country, and a letter has gone out. So the people who get the letter, I am most grateful for you to respond to the letter. I only send out 4 letters a year, in season and out of season. Each one is, I do not send out 10. I do not send out a monthly letter. It's 4 a year. And if you want to be put on our mailing list, and you write, you click in www.inseason.net, and you send a note to Sue that you want to be put on our mailing list. You send a note to the person, or Alan, that you want to be put on our mailing list, and you just put your name and your address, www.inseason.net. And you can click on www.inseason.net, and you'd be able to see radio and television, the programs that I have done, and they're there for you if you would like to see them. www.inseason.net. I need to hear from people in Washington, D.C. Please, I want to continue in that area. Fairfax, Virginia, I need to hear from you if this broadcast is a blessing. Also, I need to hear from people in Arizona, in Phoenix, Arizona, and all around, Maricopa, and all around, Sun City. I need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. Very simply, I need to hear from people in Michigan. I never hear from people in Michigan. In New York, I need to hear from people in New York. In New Jersey, I need to hear from people. Again, we send out 4 letters a year. And the mailing address is Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And our website, www.inseason.net, www.inseason.net. And Jimmy the Roofer will repair your roof, 617-519-0341, 617-519-0341, 617-519-0341. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper, people. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. Know that the Lord has said to the barren one, rejoice, for you shall have many children. Know that the mountains may fall and the hills may leave, but the word of the Lord is forever, and his promise is amen and amen to those who believe. Know that the Lord says to you, extend your tent pegs, because things are going to happen. Extend your tent pegs, because things are going to happen. And I want to invite people this Sunday at between 3:30 and 5 to Holy Rosary in Winthrop. There will be a live nativity, and you're welcome to come between 3:30 and 5.
at the Holy Rosary. We will have animals. The Holy Family will be there. We'll be singing Christmas carols. That's between 3:30 and 5 at the Holy Rosary, Winthrop. You are welcome to come. We have done this for about 15 years. We don't get many people, but we have Christmas because Christmas is all about Jesus. Jesus is the reason for the season. We have Christmas, I'll tell you, as we worship the Lord. That's what happens. We have a worship service outside, and we praise God for His Holy Son. For God so loved the world that He gave us His Holy Son, that whosoever believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life. I want to invite you this Sunday, the 18th of December, between 3:30 and 5. Please come. Please come. Please come. This Sunday, the 18th of December, between 3:30 and 5. Please come. We want you to be there. We want you to join in the festivities. Again, 3:30 to 5. At the Holy Rosary in Winthrop. That's 1015 Shirley Street in Winthrop, Mass. You're welcome to come between 3:30 and 5 as we put on the live nativity. Again, no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. Know that the barren women shall bear fruit. Hallelujah. Know that though the mountains fall and the hills go away, that the word of the Lord is forever, and His promise to you is amen. And no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper, no weapon, for I have plans for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. Hear the word of the Lord today, plans to give you a future and a hope. God bless you. God bless you. Plans to give you a future and a hope. May the name of the Lord be praised both now and forever, from the rising of the sun to the setting. May the name of the Lord be praised forever and ever and ever. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord over Boston. Lord over the Diocese of Boston. Jesus Christ is Lord over 66 Brooks Road. Jesus Christ is Lord over Holy Rosary. Jesus Christ is my Lord. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He died for our sins and rose from the dead, and He has plans for our life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.